biggest podcast on the planet.
Yeah. Look out, Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Gino the Ghost. Okay.
Hi, and welcome to Between Two Cents. My name is Augie. This is Spike. We've been collabing for a couple years now, making music, and now we're starting this podcast, Between Two Cents. We hope you guys like it. We hope you subscribe. We're going to get into all things. I don't know what else to, how to describe.
You forgot to tell people to like.
Yeah, you have to be relentless.
Hey,
about
can
that.
Can I ask you a question about that? I've read things that say you need to tell the people to subscribe and like, but do you ever do that?
I think I first have to obviously like what I'm watching. Right. You know what I mean? I have to be like, okay, this is dope. Yep. And then they ask for it. But I do think you do have to relentlessly ask. Like, that's the hustle. You know what
God
I mean?
God damn it. Like and subscribe.
Please.
First, tell me, like, how was the week? How do you feel? Yeah. How was your creative flow? How are your chakras, bro?
Yeah, man. My week was, it was a doozy. You know, I mean, I think it's hard to hit pause like at the start of the year and then get the train rolling again. And so, yeah, man, it's just been an uphill battle just to get moving, get going. But, you know, I'm just trying to be gentle on myself primarily and just doing what I got to do.
Oh, see what you did there.
How about you? How's your week been, man?
It's good, bro. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm on my Zen. I'm doing lots of meditation. I always knew
that
Zen,
like Xanax?
No. Oh. As in Zen, like Buddhist Zen. Yes. I mean, right, if I was on Xanax, I'd probably be doing equally as great.
Just wanted to clarify that.
I'm on lots of Xanax. I'm doing great. No, I'm on my Zen, my Buddhist Zen. I'm on my Zen because I'm doing lots of meditation at the moment. Just trying to, I read a really nice quote this morning, which obviously I can't remember. It was by Martin Luther King. Yeah. And it was something along the lines of like, the hate is just so loud and terrible for my spirit that I just choose to project love. And I just really resonated with that. Because there's a lot of hate in the world right now. And, you know, politics, man, I just never enjoyed politics. But it's hard to ignore them sometimes. So I just kind of started doing meditation. I always knew meditation is good for me, but I started doing it like daily.
Yeah.
Just to kind of zen myself.
Yeah.
You know, and start my thought process on a good one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you get out of bed, it's like you can look at a piece of content or, you know, your child can step on your groin.
Yeah. All things relatable.
And you start the day screaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh!
I had a night the other night where I was like telling my wife how much I love my youngest daughter. I was like, she's just so cute. I love her so much. And then the next morning, she came in and she was like yelling in my brain. I was like, go away!
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a morning person. I'll never be a morning person. So starting the day like that is just not great.
Yeah.
But I'm on my Zen and I'm trying to go to the gym and get swole.
Yeah, nice.
As the people say.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you got to do.
That's what people want.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is proud of you.
All right, let's get into our first topic. So the topic I want to talk about today that's kind of blowing up the internet is Lil Nas mocking Jesus. Okay, now I know you're more on the religious side of things than I am.
Yes,
but
I'm a Christian.
I just thought it was interesting, you know, where's the line when it comes to entertainment and religion? Lecrae made a post basically saying that he thinks Lil Nas is playing with fire, mocking Jesus. And he said, okay, I got to admit, Lil Nas is playing with fire. He's getting the attention he wants from folks at the risk of searing his conscience. Still, if God can transform King Neb murderers, slave masters, and sex workers, he can add another blasphemer to the list. Now, do you think that's a little bit harsh comparing Lil Nas, entertainment guru, I guess, to sex workers and slave masters and murderers? How does it sit with you, bro?
Look, man, like a year or so ago, I haven't seen any of the videos, but I know that he had another music video where he slid down a stripper pole and basically sucked the devil's dick or like gave him a lap dance or something.
Beep.
So it's, he's just been, I don't know. It's just a trend that I see all the time at the moment where
it's provocative.
I just see all of it as a marketing stunt. And right now there just seems to be this formula that if you, mock Christianity, the comments go up, the algorithm goes crazy. And then if you say you're a Christian, the algorithm goes up, the comments go crazy. And then if you piss off that demographic again, it's just this like reoccurring cycle that, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm just kind of tired of it. I think, imagine if he was ruthlessly like mocking or making fun of the imagery of Islam or of another religion. It would be a big, like, he would have to publicly apologize. He'd probably have to sit down with somebody in that religion and make amends and try to understand more. And I don't know, man. I just think it's just not like, like his whole rollout a few weeks prior, he did a tweet, oh, are you guys okay if I go into my Christian phase? And he was singing a worship song. And then a few days later, he was saying, oh, the industry is, you know, trying to get me and they're not supporting me anymore because of my alliance with God. You know, I got to have security behind my back. They're trying to kill me. So he was like dipping into the marketing for the conspirators. And then, you know, then he goes to, you know, mocking the Christian imagery again. It's just, I just find it all a goofy marketing stunt. And it's just like, dude, like you're actually talented. Like Old Town Road slaps. So like, why do you feel the need to go to such lengths just to stay at the forefront? You know, I really think that's like the saddest thing is he's got a lot of talent and he's really, you know, I enjoyed his music when he first like popped off. I just wish that he was going a different route, you know?
And so, you know, like, Lil Nas is not the first to kind of do this thing. I mean, this has been happening since kind of like Madonna and even probably further back, you know, that that shock factor. What do you think it is about these artists? Like Madonna's done some Jewish stuff as well. And, and you know, a lot of it's kind of Christian-based. Why are artists connecting to Christianity and using that as a shock factor? Is that because the general masses are with Christianity or what do you think about that? Like it is a reoccurring theme through artists, through different generations.
Yeah. I think Christian culture over the past few decades has really shaped a lot of stuff. It's shaped the entire construct of society. And so I just think it's something that everyone, even if you're not really a Christian or if you're not really that tapped in, you can always kind of recognize like, oh, that's a Christian thing, right? So I think, it's the fact that there's like a lot of people doing it. And also I think what's different between Lil Nas and everybody else doing it is, you know, Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, like all these people who did, you know, use Christian imagery at one point in their art, there was kind of a moment where it didn't come out of the blue. You know, like Kendrick Lamar in Good Kid, Mad City does the Our Father at the top. And he was public about his wrestle with, you know, oh, I don't know, like I'm interested in the Christian faith. You know, Kanye West kind of the same thing. And so there was more forgiveness and more understanding around when he did it. Lil Nas is just like a meme. Like it's just a out of the blue, out of nowhere, just kind of crazy. And, you know, he like did get up and apologize. I don't know if you like saw his apology video.
I got that clip. Let's check it out. Let's show the people, man. So this is the Lil Nas reply. We're gonna play it on the video here.
Yeah.
I wanted to not necessarily apologize, but I wanted to explain like where my head at and where it's been for like the last week. So First of all,
what's on your head?
Yeah, okay. I mean, he's talking about where his head's at and, you know, I haven't seen many people apologizing wearing a shower cap.
Exactly.
And does he lose credibility with the shower cap?
It just leans more towards like, is this also a part of the marketing stunt? Is this also you just kind of like taking the piss out of the whole situation?
Maybe it's his hair nighty. You know?
Yeah, no, of course. No, of course. Like, you know, it's... But still, you know, it brings the whole vibe of, are you being serious right now? You know, like what is this?
Yeah, and I feel like you just lose credibility, like when you're wearing a shower cap and you're trying to apologize for exploiting religion and mocking Jesus.
Yeah.
People can't take you seriously if you got something on your head.
Yeah, and it gives off that vibe, like, are you taking it seriously?
I mean, like a shower cap on your head, for example. Like, you can be religious and have something on your head, but if it's a shower cap specifically.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree with that 100%.
Anyway, the Diddy allegations. So I want to talk about Diddy allegations are basically saying that he is not going to walk on the red carpet, I think, where was it, to the Grammys. He won't attend with current allegations with Cassie and molestation allegations and stuff like that. So I wanted to talk about, you know, when it's confirmed that an artist has committed a crime, do we stop listening to the art that they've created? You know what I mean? Let's talk R. Kelly, let's talk Michael Jackson, people who have created a legacy and a massive catalog of music. Do we stop listening to them? What's your feelings on that? I got a few ideas about it, which are interesting, but let me hear your thoughts, bro.
Yeah.
Hopefully people are going to take you seriously as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, why would they not take me seriously? There's nothing about me that shows me that I'm being goofy right now.
All right, so what do you reckon?
Man, I mean, I like... obviously, this is not the first time this has come up. It's just happening again and again and again. Mm. What the one that like is confusing me the most at the moment is outside of music, but it's Leonardo DiCaprio, because we're just getting more and more information about his personal life and who he actually is, and you know, his sexual interactions, and that's just like there's like a tug and pull, because I mean I've fallen.
Nice choice of wording.
Because I've fallen in love with the person on screen, but I guess it's sad to now be like, oh, but would I really rock with the person in real life, like behind camera and their values and everything like that? And we're just coming into an age where the distinction between the art and the person behind the art is becoming so intertwined.
Because when we didn't have social media, there was that mystery of like Michael Jackson and Prince. These were all like mega, mega superstars.
Yeah.
And now no one's really, everyone's like a homie next door. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Justin Bieber set the kind of foundation when he started peeing in pot plants. And we're like, hey.
Yeah.
I've done stupid shit like that before, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like the mystery's kind of gone and we're getting to know too much about people's personal lives. But, you know, we're going more extreme now. Like, where do you draw the line? Like, pissing in a pot plant, fine.
Yeah.
But, like, molestation, sexual assault, the allegations on Michael Jackson. You know, I grew up with Michael Jackson my whole life.
Yeah.
And... I'm going to be honest, after that documentary, like, I didn't listen to Michael Jackson for a few years.
Yeah.
And then my son, like, saw Michael Jackson dancing on a video clip and he wanted to start seeing more.
Yeah.
Because he was interested in the art form. So that for me was kind of conflicting. Like, I have a strong stance, like, okay, Michael Jackson might have tried to take one of my kids to Never Neverland.
Yeah.
Or even me, like, if Michael Jackson's like, hey, I want you to come to Never Neverland, I'd be like, I'm there, Michael, take me, bro. You know, like, I would have been one of those kids, which I'm not mocking what happened. I'm just saying that, like, I was vulnerable because I loved Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with the art and he was like a hero.
Yeah.
So, sorry, just fixing this. So it's like, where do you draw the line? And do I let my kids listen to the music? Like, one day I'm going to have to explain to my kids, like, I know you like MJ, but, or he'll find out for himself.
Yeah.
You know, because kids will probably be like, how do you listen to MJ? He did A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I even like, even more so, like, And that's the thing. It's like you go to a party and they want to be like, dun, 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 you want to be started something. Dun, dun, dun. It's like,
yeah.
Can we still party to Michael Jackson? Can I still watch Will Smith movies?
Yeah.
Because even after the Will Smith slap, bro, like I had trouble. I love Men in Black and all those things.
Yeah.
I did have trouble watching it because I'm like, I don't agree with that behavior.
Mm. I feel like, at least me personally, I'm still able to acknowledge the fact that the art is good and the person behind it is flawed. And I don't know, I guess when it comes to a stance where maybe their public platform or if their art itself comes to a place where it's promoting or just I don't know, in any way, I guess, like, advocating for stuff that I just don't rock with, then it becomes a problem. But I mean, if people followed me around, like, with a camera 24/7, or even you, like, literally any human being, if you were put on blast in every single part of your life, like, you guys wouldn't like everything that you see.
Yeah, but put on blast and molesting a child are two very different things.
Yeah.
Like, we got to separate, like, yeah. Like, okay, it's, you know, let's put that to Justin Bieber pissing in a pot plant. That's not molesting or sexual assault.
Yeah.
There is very black and white here.
Yeah.
Like, that is not okay. That is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man.
So I just think, like, yeah, if people follow you and whatever, fine, but the little mishaps, that don't matter. Mm. We're all human at the end of the day. I think people like social media because they can see that the people they look up to still fuck up and make mistakes,
yeah,
but not to the extent of
that level.
And also, like, being able to still consume their art after knowing after the fact, I actually struggle with it.
Yeah. I get that, man. It just puts a bad taste in your mouth.
I feel like MJ's legacy is wrecked. R. Kelly's legacy is gone.
Yeah.
I feel like Will Smith's career is over.
Yeah.
He's not, like, Chris Brown hasn't recovered from the Rihanna slap, and God knows how long ago that was.
Yeah.
Like, what, 10, 20 years or something.
Yeah.
I just think, like, Will Smith's not going to recover either.
Mm. It's like your character and your integrity is, like, the foundation of everything.
It is.
And when you lose that,
it's
hard to recover.
God, I can't do anything.
Can we just, like, magically not have these anymore?
Okay, ready? Let's jump up. One, two, three.
Boom.
It's better.
Yeah, okay. Love it.
So we're going to do producer and artist tips.
You go first.
Thanks, Brad. look, I think, like, as a producer, there's a few ways you can grow your career. And I like to think of it as, like, for me, you know, I wanted to kind of establish a business first. So that was, like, writing songs for other people, building the music studio. And also, I think everything I do, it really just has to balance with my happiness scale. So I got the scale of, like, money and happiness. And just because I get lots and lots of money, my happiness doesn't always flow with that. Sometimes lots of money can mean I'm doing stuff I don't want to do. And then lots of happiness and less, you know, can mean I'm not making as much money. So sometimes you got to go in on the money because you got to survive. And having a full-time music career is difficult. I think my advice for the week is you got to diversify. One, we need to have, as producers and artists, we need to have a digital footprint. Need to think about your digital footprint. What are you selling on an international level? Even for myself, this is what I'm thinking about for 2024. Like, what is my digital footprint? Because that's where the world is. That's where the attention's at. Yeah. As well as still servicing people in my small little circle in Australia, in Melbourne. But outside of that, how can I really monetize and make more money and sell a product that's going to offer people value? So I think as a producer coming up, first you can't get away from upskilling yourself as an artist as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, put that to the side. Once you upskill yourself, you need to make some money. So you start trading and getting some clients in and slowly building a business. I think, like, the idea of just being famous producer and try and think how you can monetize. It might mean beat stars, uploading beats once a week. You might start with vocal sessions, recording a rapper's vocals or songwriting. It's got to align with what makes you happy. Don't go trying to do something that you don't like to make a dollar, because you will end up dropping it. I've done it many times. I'm like, oh, that could make me a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then I hate it. And then I'm like, I'm never going to do that again. So there is a point where you start saying no to certain things. But yeah, diversify, start building one thing, see if it's aligning with your happiness and money meter. And then, you know, move on to building more kind of eggs for that nest, more, you know, different platforms and other ways to kind of monetize from doing what you love. That's my advice for the week.
Cool. As an artist, my advice for the week would be to think of the hook first, think of the chorus first. And you can even kind of switch that to another level of think of the content first, which is something we're trying to implement on this side of, you know, imagine thinking of, you know, what's the most just entertaining, fun concept that we can think of that's relatable, and how can we execute that idea on a content level, but then also write a hook around it. If I'm not feeling that way, then let me press into what I'm going through and what I'm struggling with, and try to find something around that where you can just craft. But I would still say, if possible, think of the hook and try to make it as palatable as possible.
Nice, bro. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today on Between Two Synths. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Hopefully, if you've watched this far, we've offered a little bit of value that you would want to like and subscribe, because you don't want to miss out on the...